Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Blue Crew.
The doctor was the mum. Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzle and riddle? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Aaron JPC, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought this would be a fun vacation.
I just need you to stop apologizing. First and foremost, it's just...
And from my perspective, you couldn't apologize enough.
Well, how do I balance this? JPC, come over here. I'm sorry. Aaron, come over here.
I can still hear you.
And don't ever tell me what to do, especially after what you did.
Okay, let's do a quick recap, Adel, okay, of what happened.
Yeah, maybe it would be helpful if you told us what you were apologizing for.
Well, here's what's happening, okay? Is that, and I'll lay it out here, I'll go on record. If you want to take me to court, that's fine. That's fucking fine at this point.
Technically can't. But go ahead.
I told Aaron long, long ago, at least a month ago, that for her 30th birthday, I would take us all to Hawaii. Now,
I'm still 29, but keep going.
Isn't it super predictable to take someone on a trip when you promised? So isn't it more exciting to do it like 7 months earlier?
Alcoholic dad in the world.
So I decided to charter us a little boat, and I was like, I'm capable. I can swim us. And that's what you call when you operate a boat. I can swim us from Chicago to Hawaii on this boat. And we went all the way down to Mississippi. We came out Louisiana. We were in the open waters. And then we've crashed our boat on this little island. I don't know where we're at. I don't know where we could possibly be.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you right there. We crashed. You said we crashed. You crashed the boat on this little island. And I do appreciate the little sailor hats you got us for when we got on the boat. That was
great.
You're welcome. The trip, everything started out great.
And I don't want to quibble. And I mean, obviously, I am going to quibble, but I'm just saying that it's causing me duress.
Quibby. You don't want to quibby.
It's called quibby.
I don't want to do a short bite right now. A quick bite. It is causing me a little duress to do so. But when you say crash the boat, I mean, let's be honest. You were having a screaming mid-travel negotiation with the captain about paying for half, and he threw us off the boat, and we swam to this island.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's fine. And also, I was in a screaming match with a seagull, and that seagull is still circling the island. So yes, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I said I'm sorry, okay? And Aaron, look on the bright side. Aaron, look on the bright side.
What?
I noticed that the only thing that survived from the boat is your three favorite albums. Do you want to read those off?
Yeah, sure. I'll read them off. The White Album. Graceland. And Aim and Ignite.
Wait, isn't Graceland the White Album?
I don't know.
Because that's the widest... Simon and Garfunkel are the widest musicians of all time.
Okay, I don't want us to fight, but there's something we need to get out in the air really quick before we can just fucking learn how to survive here. Not but 10 seconds after we got thrown off of the boat, JPC had this locked and loaded and said, we should eat Adel first.
What?
We're going to eat Adel first.
Don't.
Well, I mean, come on. We were all thinking it. We've all been thinking it the entire time, you know, we've had our friendship, right? Like, when you meet a group or you're, like, in a part of a social group, the first thing that you do is think, who would you eat first? And then you marry, fuck, kill everybody. And you figure that stuff out first, right? Well, everyone does this. It's human nature.
Should we play marry, fuck, eat? Let's just at least be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, does that imply that we're eating someone alive? Because, to be clear... I vote that we kill Adel before we eat him. I don't want to I don't want to put up with you're eating me wrong.
I would probably just make references the whole time.
That's what all my boyfriends have heard.
It's just pun after pun after pun.
Well, listen,
Aaron, very good joke.
Yeah, I'm just trying to have some levity in this situation.
Listen, speaking of levity, we don't even have to eat anyone because I brought a cooler full of Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. It's right. Oh,
I literally hate you.
a shark's swimming away with it. I'm sorry. The shark grabbed the cooler. We have nothing.
God damn it. The shark didn't even eat the cooler. The shark grabbed the cooler and then said, the resale value on these is going to be insane, and then swam away.
Oh, right, Aaron. What's going on?
Aaron, come over. Okay. Sorry. JPC, come over here. All right. Aaron, why don't you get on the other side of that tree, and then JPC, get on this side. And let's try and rock this, because if you look up, there's coconuts up there. Are those coconuts?
So wait, hold on. You put me on one side of the tree and Aaron on the other side, and you're saying, let's rock this? What the fuck are you doing?
I'm the foreman. Well, I guess I'm the three-man, because there's only three of us. But if you have three people, listen, it's just simple math. If you have three people under a coconut tree, one of them is going to get hit. If you have two people, there's a 1 in 3 chance one of them will get hit.
Are you catching the coconuts? Is that your job?
No. I'm directing the shake. Okay.
Look, hold on. We have to back up. We have to back up because we're obviously in a situation that's completely fucked and we need to survive. So does anyone in our group have basic survival skills? Did anyone do Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts?
Lucky for you, I've seen at least 4 seasons of Survivor.
Okay, okay. So you have basic survivor skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone want to do, what is it called?
She doesn't have the skills.
What's the thing? It's like a race.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it when you're, like, doing different tasks in a race?
Okay, so, I don't know.
How many seasons have you seen?
What is it called?
A relay race?
Not a relay race, like, obstacle course. I'm going to set up, first things first, I'm going to set up an obstacle course for us to do.
Okay.
I'm
going to put this sock on this crab, and we're going to call him Jeff Probst.
Okay. Here's my experience. I have been in the room, not maybe necessarily actively watching, but been in the room where the show Love Island was playing for about 3 or 4 seasons.
Yes,
that'll help. That'll help.
Okay. So, like, I can help by saying stuff like, are you fucking joking? And, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, like, he's really good chat, though.
We had a chat. Well, I'm pulling you away for a chat.
She's fit, isn't it? She's fit, isn't it?
You guys, you know what I just realized? We've been in this situation before. Remember when we got lost in the woods and married that spider or something?
Oh, how's that going?
I think bad, because I kind of forgot that happened.
Well,
I have such a vague recollection of that I'm comfortable with a full reset.
Yeah, for on the island, let's say this. On the island, full reset. So we're not mad at Adel anymore. Aaron's not married to a spider. JPC.
That's true. Staying mad at Adel is going to be counterproductive to our survival. So we should just blanket reset and focus on goals. And our goal is we all want to get out of here alive.
Let's say
correct?
It on three. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say our goal on three. Ready?
One, two, three.
Let's become better
our friends.
Minutes of listenable Patreon material.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Oh no!
The only time
we ever yes anded on the show, we were both trying to do a no.
It was complete accident. But I guess different minds think alike, and I'm sorry, Adel, but we're overruling. So the goal here is to not come up with listenable Patreon content, which we're not recording this, so that would be silly anyway. It's to become better friends. So that has to be our primary objective.
But also, I don't want to die here.
No,
I don't want to die like this.
Yeah, I don't want to die here either.
Me neither.
I don't trust you guys to do an adequate funeral for me.
Well, I feel like we'd have... Okay, so the tombstone would probably be like wood or something, or like styrofoam. So
can you just let Jeff Probst, the crab with a sock, do it?
Wait, where'd he go?
Oh, shit.
Shit. Okay, well, that's another threat that's now present on the island that we have to look out for.
So we have
crab
the
with
seagull,
a sock, that's coming back.
The seagull that hates me, the crab with a sock, and the shark that stole our cooler.
Yeah, the oatmeal cream pies. Now, I also don't want to die because, remember, there's a lot riding on us staying alive on this island.
Yeah.
If we die here, there is a whole group of people that make and sell mattresses that will not be able to get their product into people's hands.
Yes.
And those people will die as well. We have a mattress ecosystem that our podcast is solely responsible for.
Yes.
And we have to keep that going for them.
I can't help but feel responsible for this a little bit because I'm the one who's turning 30. And if I had just decided to stay in my 20s, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Aaron, I accept your apology.
I accept your apology as well. Look, we
the
could
listeners
play...
are going to yell at you guys for that one.
Well, they'll never hear this. It's not being recorded.
I know. We could play the blame game. They'll find a way to yell at you.
We could play the blame game all day. Okay, so you know, theoretically, Adel was haggling.
Aaron!
With the...
blame me, blow blame me, banana, banana, blow blame me.
Adel, blame me. I'm probably the one to blame me the most. Blame me.
Wow, this sucks. We've been here less than 10 minutes.
We could conserve our energy, but. JPC, blame me.
Get Pops the crab. Blame me. Banana, banana, blame me. I'm a crab in a sock. See you later in the episode.
God damn, you were so fast. You got away so quickly.
Well, he has a sock now.
Okay. First order of business.
Yeah. Well, hold on. First order of business. It sounds like pretty quickly you've decided that you're the leader of this group.
I don't know. I think I've established that position over the past 3 or 4 years.
Wow. This is becoming, what's the name of that book? I've been out in the sun so long, I can't even remember references. You know,
Lord of the Flies.
This is becoming Lord of the Flies.
Okay. Well, as Lord of the Flies, I have some rules to establish. The first thing that we have to do is we need shelter because, you know, the beach is basically a desert. We can all agree that with that, the sand, which means it's hot during the day and very cold at night.
Okay. Hot eats, cool treats, Dairy Queen. So let's get, okay. Second order of business. We'll all say it on three. 1, 2, 3. Guys.
Learn something new about each
where
other.
Where are we?
Start a fire.
Okay, so let me grab some. Oh, I found some palm fronds.
Okay.
Okay. Here, a swan.
Quack, 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 quack.
Wow, where did you learn how to do origami on palm fronds?
I spent 6 months in Origami, Michigan.
Hmm. You know what? By the way, JPC, I'm cool with you being in charge. I don't mind you being the delegator.
Okay.
Put me to work. I know that I have a lot of power in other areas of my life, so I don't need to bring that baggage with me to this experience.
Well, Aaron, while we're delegating, the first thing that we're definitely going to need in the house that we're going to build is a monkey butler. And we're on an island, so if I trust anyone to befriend a monkey and, I don't know, kind of explain to them the concept of butling, I'm going to trust Aaron to that.
Wow, I thought you were going to tell me that I'm the monkey butler. And I am relieved that you think I can communicate with... Oh my God, I'll be like Jane Goodall! I knew I wore khakis and a white button-down for a reason. I'm Jane Goodall.
You think Jane Goodall taught monkeys how to buttle?
I think she taught monkeys to do a lot of things.
Now, I do think it maybe... I think Jane Goodall maybe was chimpanzees, correct?
Oh, well...
I thought she was... Who was Gorillas in the Mist?
That could have also been Jane Goodall. Now, we have gorillas, chimpanzees, and monkeys. I think that those are three different things, and I think they're three wildly different things. So,
I know is Jane Goodall was a monkey pervert. And a wonderful feminist
Davy
that
Jones,
I look up to.
Davy Jones.
Aaron, I'm crying because I'm so sad because we're never going to get off this island to make that our new merch. Jane Goodall was a monkey pervert.
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to honor her. She's done a lot of beautiful things for the world. But I am going to call her a monkey pervert behind her back.
Okay, so Aaron's gonna establish some sort of relationship with a monkey, a chimp, or a gorilla, whatever's on this island. We're not picky. We will, or a crab with a sock. Yeah, a lemur. I don't know what camp that falls into. What are the ones with the huge eyes? I'd love to get one of those guys.
Mm, oh, a zaboomafoo.
A zaboomafoo.
That can't be right.
It's not, but I love it.
That's like a Harry Potter creature. Zaboomafoo. Well,
it's a lemur from PBS Kids.
Yeah. So if Aaron can find us a zaboomafoo that knows how to cook, clean, and make, you know, just witty, snappy repartee, that's perfect.
Oh, JBC, down the beach there, our cooler washed ashore. Do you mind running down there and grabbing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is our cooler. Okay, I'll be right back.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
We're going to
eat him?
Huh?
We're going to eat him first?
Well, maybe, but I don't know if you noticed, but while we were standing here, a bottle washed up ashore, and I put my foot over it, and it broke, and all the glasses in my foot, and that happens to be the foot that I took my sock off on, but...
Good story. You should tell it at parties.
But hold on. What? There's something. There's a letter or something in the bottle.
Okay, I don't want to touch your foot.
I don't trust GPC. He's so power hungry ever since we got here. So I thought maybe you and I could take a look at it.
Okay, are we starting an alliance?
I think so. This is like Survivor. We're starting an alliance.
Okay, cool. I'll read it. Oh, it's covered in blood. This is fucking disgusting.
Oh, it's a map.
It's a
treasure map.
Don't tell him.
Okay, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Okay, gang. Bad news, re the cooler. That was our cooler. That was our cooler that washed up on the beach. It looks like I could not get it. The shark has set up a little beachfront store. He's Tom Nooking this thing, and he is gonna sell us our oatmeal cream pies. It was really a trial to communicate with that shark, but it appears that what we have for our money is not the currency that the shark takes, so we'll have to figure out how to obtain some shark currency if we ever want to trade back for our food supply.
What does he take, like reef? Like sand dollars?
I tried to ask him. I couldn't understand a fucking word he was saying. It was, you know, normally with like other humans where you don't speak the same language, nonverbal cues can come in handy. With a shark, it's like dead eyes and lots of teeth. So all I was getting was anger, and I extricated myself from the situation.
Uh-oh. And he does not stop moving.
Oh no, he's coming. He's not only not stop moving, he's coming this way because I stepped on that glass. My foot's bleeding.
Just walk up further on the beach.
Okay. He's still coming.
Wait,
all right.
Did you step on this glass because you were trying to get Aaron to touch your feet?
Yes.
Stop doing that. We get
you're
many emails about that.
You're a regular Jane Goodall pervert. No, don't. Everybody, I can make that joke, and I don't know why I'm the only one who's allowed to, but I can. Nobody call her a pervert.
All right, I'm gonna try and get away from this shark. All right, I'll be back, guys. I'll be back.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm gonna try and find the treasure.
Okay, yeah. JPC.
Yeah.
Are you interested?
He's gone.
I know. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but you're whispering to me.
Oh, I don't know. So you know what?
Were you guys doing a secret together?
No. Of course not.
Okay, good.
Hey guys, where are we? Where are we?
He's doing
where
jokes.
Where are we?
He's doing jokes to himself.
God damn it.
We'll have to unpack that later. We might not have time to unpack that.
This sucks. Okay.
That's not normal, by the way, to do that. If you're the type of person who's doing jokes to yourself, just know that's okay. Yes, Aaron.
Okay. Do you want to start an alliance?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, great.
Of course.
Just so we're on the same page. So we're like, if shit hits the fan, we're eating him first, right?
And I don't want you to think that how quickly I agreed to start this alliance means that if literally anyone wants to start an alliance, I'll agree to it that quickly.
It's because it's me specifically.
It's because it's you. It's not like I walked over to that shark, understood him perfectly, entered into an alliance with him, and then told him about Adel's bloody foot that I smelled. It's nothing like that.
All right, well, I have some questions now.
Okay, are any of them about the monkey butler? Because I've been gone for like a minute and a half, and I'd really love to know what kind of progress we've made.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, Adel, let's see what we have here. Start at the tree that looks like a star. Take 5 steps north, and there you are.
Rock, find the treasure!
Shut up, seagull. Seagull, shut up.
I'm a parrot!
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the seagull I got into a fight. Are
you
the...
You hurt my feelings!
You said find the treasures. Where's the treasure?
You called me a rat bird. I'm not going to tell you.
I called you a seagull.
That's a rat bird.
A rat bird? No, those are
a
pigeons.
A bird that's a rat.
Pigeons are rat birds.
No, seagulls are the rats of the sky. Pigeons are the... Huh.
No, seagulls are like the raccoons of the sky. Pigeons are the rats of the sky. And
okay,
parrots,
then what's that
parrots
make me?
Are the... I want to say the dogs of the cage.
Parrots are the dogs of the cage. Rock.
That's a great band name. Adel, remember this. Start
Stop
a band called Rats
yourself.
Of the...
It's weird.
It's lost. I forgot it. Okay, so, Parrot, I have this map. Does this mean anything to you? Where do I find this? This X, it seems to be near here. Where do I go?
Rock, the treasure is not what you think. You might be surprised.
Okay.
I'm flying away.
Fuck. Okay, let's see here. If I go over here... Oh, there's a shovel! Okay, I can use this to kill one of them. All right, let's keep going. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, there's a statue. Says... Oh, on the map here, it says, knock 3 times on the face of the statue. Okay, here we go.
Ow, ow, ow!
Sorry. Are you...
What in the hell?
I'm sorry. I thought, because you're stone, I thought you wouldn't feel...
What? What kind of logic is that? You don't think stone feels?
No, it's just where I come from. Well, that sounds weird.
Well, I don't know where you come from, but where I come from, we don't introduce ourselves to folk by punching them in the face three times.
I'm so sorry. I got into a spat with a parrot.
That's my old parrot. I know that parrot.
Oh, are you? Oh my! You're a statue of a pirate. Did you get turned to stone?
Yeah. Well, it's actually a funny story. Wait, did you say did I get turned to stone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the story, yes.
Is there a funny part that I'm missing?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you said so. No one usually gets it in one. but yeah, I was turned to stone on this island. So I am here forever, can't move, but can still communicate. Mm. And this is my burden for the rest of time.
Do you
until
know
the curse is lifted.
Oh, I don't have a ton of time, but do you know that song, "I Turn to Stone, When I Down and Down"?
Turned
to ELO.
Let's keep it that way.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn statue.
Uh-huh. Things got pretty catty on the pirate ship, and I was one of the cattiest.
Do I have to
Are you here seeking the treasure?
Yeah.
Please don't. And don't jump to that.
Well, wow. I wasn't going to touch yourself.
I just met you. You've gone from punching me in the face to kissing me. A lot to unpack there.
Is there,
the treasure?
Is there a treasure around here?
Oh, yes. There's a treasure around here, all right. And I'd love for you to find it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
What's that? That was out loud. Okay, yeah, you want to find the treasure? I can definitely help you find it.
Yeah.
So you found the tree with the star, you found the shovel by the bench, and you found the statue that can talk.
Yep, and a parrot as well.
That's not part of it. That's just, again, that's my old parrot. Miss that guy. Hate that guy. Miss that guy. Complicated relationship between me and the parrot.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So can you point me, because the X...
Ah, he's my bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you are covered in shit.
Am I?
But my best friend.
I can't see because I can't move. So, you know, eventually it also starts feeling like statue.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Can you imagine? That's so nice to have your best friend in your bathroom be the same person.
Hmm.
What a dream.
Don't need to imagine it, because it's kind of like the reverse of what I'm actually living. What a dream. Anyway, yes. All you're going to want to do is go 40 paces inward, take a left at the old creek, and then follow it down to the mysterious cave.
Okay, once you get questions. To go ahead.
Oh, I was going to
say, what's a pace?
What's a pace?
Yeah, 40 paces. Is that like a step?
Nope, it's 40 li paces. Now, he's 6'4", so just do the math on that, okay?
6'4"?
Li paces, 6'4".
Wow,
he's a fucking giant.
What a hunk.
And
then you
funny
said,
how do I tell
the old crick from the new crick?
What's that?
You said turn left at the old crick?
One of them will be like gentrified. Like a lot of new development, poured concrete and stuff. The other one just kind of looks like a natural crick.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the new crick, it's like... The property values are higher because they've had a lot of, like, you know, outside money come in,
quote-unquote,
fix it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then they just pocket the cash when they flip the crick. It's honestly horrible what they do to the crick. But anyway, that's what you want to do. You want to get into that old mysterious cave and start digging, and then you'll find the treasure. Enjoy.
Were you trying to back up because you're a statue?
I'm sorry. Was I making a beep, beep, beep sound?
All right, later, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay, if I were as a boomafoo butler, where would I live? It's so weird that JPC didn't delegate me to find drinkable water or dry wood for fire. He told me to find a monkey butler, but that's a patriarchy. Should have been a matriarchy. Should have gotten in charge. Hello? Oh, you're swinging back and forth. You took my wallet. Come on, man. Give me my wallet back. I can't. Oh, fuck. I swear to God, if I get in shape on this island, I will never forgive Adol.
Oh, wait. Did you say get into shape?
Oh, are you a monkey gorilla?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, you're Gerard Butler? Or just yes. A monkey named Gerard Butler?
I'm a monkey named Gerard Butler, but I got jacked.
Wow, you're a little scary. Your yeah. tail is jacked.
Oh, thank you. It's one big muscle.
Huh? What's the name of this island?
Oh, the name of this island is Birthday Cove.
That's a little weird. Huh.
No, is it? What's your
Anyways,
name?
Anyways, we're hiring. Name? My name?
Yeah.
Airhead Denim.
Yeah. I was going to call your name weird, but that's actually a pretty good name.
Okay, cool. My name is Airhead Denim, and I just moved here, and I'm hiring. Yeah. Do you have any experience buttling?
I have experience battling.
That's
me
not entirely helpful.
Me and 299 other monkeys.
Holy
we
shit.
Killed an army. I kicked a man into a well in slow motion.
Oh, God. Oh, like Gerard Butler.
Huh?
Is that... No, doesn't matter. You mean your name. I fight. Doesn't matter. So if you're interested, uh-huh. actually, I'm going to just get some of these leaves. These aren't poison ivy, right? Or poison oak? I don't know. I don't know many things.
I have a little rhyme for you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that you take, it will never hurt your face. If you rip a little leaf, there's no poison in it, see? It is it, poison ivy, that makes me crivey.
Okay, well, my arms are itching, so that was definitely poison ivy.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't say it
was perfect. So I'm going to write down just an application. I'm going to do a couple of these. If you want to go and give these to your friends, we're hiring, we're interviewing. We're looking for someone who can buttle, who can make some jokes, who can say things like, you rang. Yeah, we're really interested in something like that. If not, we do have a volleyball that we could put a bloody handprint on, and that can be our butler.
Kyle.
What's going on?
Hiring.
Hi. My name is, sorry, you just made me feel so nervous. My name is Airhead Denim. You're
Someone's
Kyle?
Attracted to this monkey.
I'm Kyle. You're hiring for a job?
Yeah.
To me about benefit structure.
Wow, I think the benefit is that we would probably never eat you when it came to that. We would get emotionally attached to you. I don't know if we should hire you because, I don't know, I feel like it would be complicated.
I'll be honest, I'm on monkey unemployment right now, and it's kind of a sweet gig, and I don't, if I'm going to accept a job, it has to be it has to be the right fit for me.
All right. Well, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. My friend gave me all the information I needed on this, just that we needed a monkey
starting
butler.
Starting salary?
Starting celery. Monkeys love celery.
Oh,
What amount of celery would I get as a signing bonus?
Yeah, I'd say, like, you get some Christmas celery for sure.
Oh.
Signing bonus celery. Not a lot of caloric value in it, sort of like eating air and water with a little bit of a crunch. We'll get you celery. We can probably find celery. So we have dental. 2 weeks paid leaves. You're going to get paid in leaves for 2 weeks.
Leaves.
Yeah.
Kyle likes leaves. Wait, the applications were written on leaves. Can't I just collect all the applications and be rich?
No.
I'm dumb. Sorry. Stupid,
no, it's okay.
Stupid Gerard Butler.
No, come on, Gerard Butler. I mean, everyone thinks you're dumb, but you don't need to think you're dumb, too. That's just piling on.
Piling on?
Yeah, Kyle, why don't you, if you, like, have the time or whatever, come on down to the beach. We don't have a shelter, water, fire yet, but
if I have the time, I'll definitely stop by. My day is pretty busy. I'm boogie birding, and I am doing a dance contest. But, yeah, your party
a
sounds
dance contest?
Cool. I'll check it out.
What do you win for the dance contest?
It's kind of like just a point of pride thing on the island.
Do you maybe need a partner? Maybe we could train together and...
Can you give me... Let's just give me 16 bars.
All right. Count me in.
10, 15... I'm a monkey. 16, 4. And go. Okay, cool. I think I left my oven on, so I'll see everybody later. Stay cool, Gerard.
You have an oven? Oh my god, I just did the opening number from A Chorus Line in front of a monkey and then he rejected me.
God, I think you blew it. I think you blew it, sweetie. Sorry, but you blew it.
The worst part is I keep making the same mistakes over and over in romantic relationships. I never learn.
Okay, Adel is off fixing his foot or whatever, running from the shark. Aaron is finding the monkey. And I have got the coconut phone and coconut radio all set up. So, first order of business. Call into some radio stations. Try to be calling number 7. Try to win those concert tickets. Here we go. Okay, phone noises. And...
hey, this is 97.2 The Wackadoo. We're taking a first caller to win some concert tickets to a concert for Hey Riddle Riddle in Honolulu, Hawaii. We got caller number 4, or are you on the line?
Oh, I'm caller number 4. Is it caller number 7 that you're looking for?
We're looking for caller number 1.
And I'm caller number 4?
Yep.
Yep.
What is this? So you've... wait, hold on now. You've given up the prize already? You're still just accepting callers?
Yep, that's what we do over here at Wackadoo in the Piss. I'm the Piss, and he's the Wackadoo-doo-doo.
I'm sorry, what did you say that these tickets were for?
They're for a live show for Hey Riddle Riddle Comedy Podcast in Honolulu, Hawaii. Having another stroke. Wackadoo.
Wackadoo used to be called something else, but then he keeps having strokes on the air, so we call him Wackadoo.
I'm sorry, this is. I really, really want to win those tickets. Do you guys know of any other local morning zoo crews that are giving away tickets to that show that I might still be able to hit?
Of course, we'll list all of them off right now.
You want to go to 104.3 The Junction.
107.8 Little Duck and the other one.
Okay. Or you want to make your way over to 420.69 with Blunt Man and the Suckster.
Or 98.6 The Priest and the Little Duck.
Hey, can I be honest with you guys?
Uh-huh. We'd love if you were. We hate artifice.
I know that you already gave away the ticket. It sucks that you're still accepting callers. I know that you already gave away the ticket. This is JPC from Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm assuming that you guys...
okay, we get that all the time.
I understand. I understand. Trust me, I use it all the time. But something terrible happened. Me and my friends, we were supposed to... I have friends as strong co-workers. Me and my co-workers were on our way to Hawaii to do...
I'm so sorry. We have to do a quick advertisement right here. We're doing an advertisement for phone batteries. Just remember, if you're stranded on a desert island, don't do anything stupid with your phone. Save that battery. I'm the Piss.
And I'm the Wackadoo.
Okay, Piss and Wackadoo, I really do need your help. I'm stranded. It's funny that you actually... what was that ad for? Phone batteries sick.
Uh-oh, time to press this button because it's Wackadoo Code Red.
What did I win? What did I win?
You have to answer a riddle.
Oh, fuck my whole life.
Let's get out the blue book here, okay.
No, not the blue book. God, okay, fuck. Okay, focus, JPC. Now, normally you're the one that just does comedy answers on the show, but this time you really have to get the answer, right?
All
right.
So, a man and his cousin are riding on a police horse. And so, starts...
what? Excuse me, you're skipping. You're skipping. What? I can't hear.
The name.
Okay.
And that's the riddle, and you can answer it after our song. Remember, this radio station only plays college a cappella and musicals from before 1940.
Who can say what a waterfall? What the waterfall? What the waterfall? Who can say?
I think I hear a waterfall. That must be the old mystery cave. Okay. All right. Let's just go. Oh, a lot of bats.
We're bats.
What was that?
We're bats.
Okay. All right. Oh, there's a chest in the back of the cave. Oh, it's locked.
Oh, sorry. I was just changing. I'm so sorry. sorry. I'm embarrassed.
Why am I always accidentally a pervert?
In my defense, you didn't knock. How can I help you?
I didn't. I'm so sorry. I didn't know to knock. I think I just, I thought I saw a chest and I assumed treasure.
No, sorry. I spilled a bunch of pudding on my shirt earlier and I was just trying
pudding?
To. Yeah.
Do you have any left over?
No. Fresh out of all food. How can I help you?
Are you... It's hard to tell. Are you a human or are you... What are you?
That's a little rude. I'm full human.
Sorry, it's just the angle you're standing.
Okay, it's fine. I've already been humiliated by you. You saw me changing. Can I just tell you?
The bats are hitting you weird, so I just... I'm sorry.
You mean my best friends? Let's talk. Welcome to the cave. Do you know what you found here? Because I can tell you.
Let me take this out. Unroll. Sorry, it's covered in blood. I found this treasure map, and I found this tree that looks like a star. I found the shovel by the bench. I met the parrot, which I don't think you're supposed to know about him anyway. I found the statue.
I'm one of those parrots' bathrooms.
I see you're covered in shit. But I met the pirate who was turned into a statue. I went by the old crick and took a left.
That's a great story. You should tell it at parties.
Was it the new crick or the... I can't remember. Well, then I found the mystery cave, so I'm looking for the treasure, which I assumed was inside this chest. The treasure chest.
He thinks that there's real treasure here. Oh, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to. Actually, the only thing you really need to find in this cave is there's this little trap door right here, and it's sort of a portal.
What?
Yeah, it's sort of a portal.
Okay,
and it doesn't necessarily take you where you think you're going to go. It can take you to different episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Any
Nobody
episode of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Nobody ever wants to go in there, yeah. It's usually just people getting their master's degrees who don't have very funny coworkers who are interested in this kind of thing.
Okay. Can I choose or is it just at random?
No, it'll take you to any episode. It could even take you to a bad one, so I wouldn't risk
it. Well, that's any episode.
I'm actually the guard of this.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What can I do to, get past you?
I don't know. Do you have any shark currency?
Can you tell me what that is? Cause we met a shark who's selling our oatmeal cream pies, which is fucking insane, but he only takes shark currency and we don't know what that is.
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Hopefully one of you, I assume you're here with other people, have an alliance with him and can ask him what the currency is. And if you come back here with the currency.
Yes.
I will let you come in.
And slip past you, down the trapdoor!
Damn.
Here we go to episode one. No shit. All Sherlock. This is Riddle Show. What are we calling this?
I think we're calling it Stuck in the Riddle with You.
This is Stuck in the Riddle with You, Three Men and a Riddle Lady.
I'm hearing that out loud now, and I don't love that as a title. Can we come up with maybe a third worse version of that?
Yeah. Riddle.
Because I like that one. That's fun, but maybe like three ideas worse than that one.
This is the first episode. I don't even know if we're going to release this or just, you know, trash this and then chalk it up to practice, but it seems like you're already vying for control of the group.
I don't know that that's true, but I do think that that's worth mentioning. I'll take that down in the minutes right now, and then whoever we elect as council president will, of course, use those minutes and incorporate them into future meetings that we do.
I know I'm just a regular airhead denim, but what if we don't put Riddle in the title so we're not completely trapped by them 150 episodes in?
No, we're good.
Okay, that makes sense to me, and as much control as I can have and as little effort as I can put in. That's my motto.
And I'm yanking you out of... Excuse me. Whoa. You cannot just go into any episode you want.
I thought you said I could.
Fuck with the space riddle continuum or something. I don't know.
The space... Look, can you hear yourself? The
I
space.
Know.
I slipped free. Then I go. Here we go to Hey Riddle City.
Take me out,
take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, take me out, please, take me out.
No. Yay,
you come in here, you tampon thief pervert, with your bloody feet, and you ruin everything.
Coco, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My name?
I'm not Brick Stoneheart. My name is Adel Rafai. I played Brick Stoneheart once. This has got to be so confusing for you.
Ow, you're breaking my little brain. I'm turning into a wackadoo.
Well, your words, not mine. But I am, I'm trying to get home. And I think somewhere in here is a treasure.
The space riddle continuum. It's breaking. Your friendship from all 150 episodes is starting to break.
We'll be right back after this.
JBC?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, are you on the phone?
Not anymore.
Am I interrupting you?
No, it's okay. I couldn't solve the riddle, and I wasn't the first caller anyway, so
you didn't
get
try
the
to
tickets.
Call, like, 911? Or something that actually helps people?
911? Aaron, I can't win fucking tickets on 911, okay? So, no.
911, you're in the air.
Oh, boy, okay, I wasn't ready for this. Am I the first caller?
You're not today, but what do you have to say?
Okay, well, I really want to win that trip. I guess, can I sing the fart song? Like, I'll do
no,
pretty much...
No, we only play music from the police!
Oh, meshes in a bottle, please!
Okay, anyway, I think that they hung up on me. Yeah, what can I help you with? I got a coconut phone, coconut radio going on over here. But again, haven't won any concert tickets yet. I will keep the group abreast.
I met a bunch of monkeys, lemurs, boomafoos.
Good.
And I gave them a bunch of applications, and one of them was so cute. Oh my God, you would have died. He was so cute.
Was it Kyle?
Oh my God, you know about Kyle?
Well, I've been watching him boogie board on the beach.
Oh, he's so hot.
He's out of control good.
Really? Hot and talented.
And I gotta say, he showed up to the dance contest with a very good dance monkey, and they destroyed the dance contest. Oh,
it already happened? The dance contest happened?
Yeah, it already happened. Kyle killed it.
Oh, I got lost in there. I must have been there for a while. I would have liked to be at the dance contest. I feel a little
It wasn't
out.
That fun. I mean, they were Mai Tais and Hurricanes, but they were made by monkeys, so they were only like half good. Yeah, and the conversation was fun, I guess. The music was really good. I guess it was a fun time. I had a good time.
Okay, it feels like I'm missing out on a lot of really cool shit here.
I don't know. I don't think so. The water balloon fight after the dance contest was a ton of fun. Well, I guess it wasn't water. It was like, I don't know, the juice of a mango, I guess. And everyone kind of got all sticky, but it was like sticky and fun. And
man, you should tell it at parties.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if I ever go to a party again. Well, actually, I did tell it at the after party from some of the monkeys that didn't make it to the dance contest and the water balloon fight. And that
Whatever,
was a really
JPC,
fun time.
Some of us are trying to work, okay?
Okay, so you found a monkey butler.
No, I handed out some applications. Hopefully some of them will be here. And
I'm sorry,
we'll
I misunderstood. Trying to work. Okay, I get it.
Oh, okay. What are you doing? Wasting your phone battery?
First of all, yes. Second of all, you're going to feel real stupid if I win these concert tickets.
You're right.
Tickets, tickets, tickets.
Tick, 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 tick.
Welcome back to episode number 42. I'm Adel Rafai. I'm here with Aaron Keefe and Kyle the Monkey.
Kyle, you're so funny.
You're so funny. We
I'm
get so,
so
many emails.
Happy
from
to be here.
Just from the very beginning, everyone's favorite character is Kyle the Monkey. You know, when I first started this podcast, I wanted to ask my friend JPC, but then there was some sort of weird shift, and he disappeared. Yeah.
Let's not think too hard about that. Kyle the Monkey's here, and he's down for some monkey business.
Oh, Kyle.
Does everyone feel like something's off? Like, it feels like we're...
Oh, is it your microphone?
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, it feels like something's weird. Doesn't matter.
I just had the weirdest deja vu.
Hmm.
Deja vu?
More like Deja Brew, who wants Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
Ooh, Kyle, that's so funny. Kyle, you say the craziest stuff.
Kyle stopped off at Dunkin' Donuts and got everyone's favorite. For Adel, a black coffee, and for Aaron, a black coffee. And it means the right thing for both people. So Aaron's means iced coffee, and Adel's means hot coffee, even though they both just ordered black coffee.
Kyle's
a mind reader, and Kyle can get that right.
Kyle, you're the best, and you're famously really bad with money.
Uh-oh, yeah. Well, you mean shark currency.
Yeah.
Currency.
Come on in, everyone. Welcome to Tribal Council. I'm a crab with a sock. And tonight
we know who you are, Jeff.
Tonight, Flash.
If we're all announcing who we are, I'm a shark who owns a oatmeal cream pie stand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw business is booming and you're opening a second location.
Yeah, I'm opening a second location deeper into the jungle. And I will tell you what, I have never had so much charcuterie.
Aaron.
I'm sorry, shark currency. Which Aaron. Is, as we all know, meats, cheeses, crackers on a board.
All right, JPC, remember that. Airhead. Currency is meat, cheeses.
Airhead, how have you felt about the alliances in the first few days here?
Well, Jeff, that's a really good question. I feel like all of us who are fans know that, like, the alliances you make at the beginning can sort of hurt you or carry
you through
the whole game. Okay. Before we go, have you guys seen our friend Adel? Because we've been kind of looking for him, and it's starting to get dark, and we don't have a shelter or water or fire or anything, and I'm starting to get a little bit worried that he's bleeding out through
his foot. It's time to vote. If anybody has a hidden immunity idol, play it now.
Oh, shit.
I have a hidden immunity idol.
I'll take your word.
It's the Coconut Radio.
Okay.
JPC.
I'm sorry.
You're an alliance, and you didn't tell me you had a hidden immunity idol?
Well, that's the way that the game is played, and sometimes the game plays you, Aaron.
And don't forget, this season, it's all in the honor system, so just let me know if you have one, and you're safe.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, then you're safe.
I'd like to use my challenge idol.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to challenge your immunity idol.
You let everyone know what that does?
Yeah, so normally it's the honor system. We don't have to let people know if we have one, but I'm going to use my challenge idol, which I do have. No reason to look into that, to challenge that she doesn't actually have an immunity idol.
Aaron, you've been challenged.
JPC. Fine, I don't have an immunity idol.
Wow.
Vote me off. If I get voted off, do I get to go home? Where do I go?
Aaron, bring me your torch. In this game, fire represents life. And,
Oh, we did have fire. Okay. We're a third of the way there.
I have now extinguished your torch. Why don't you go ahead and head home?
You go home.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is a HeadGum Podcast. This is a HeadGum.
Adel. Wake up.
What?
Jesus, we've been looking all over for you.
Is something wrong?
Oh no, Aaron.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong? Did I oversleep?
No, Adel. It looks like maybe you walked like 15 feet down the beach and then you passed out because your foot was bleeding. What's been going on?
Oh, my digits is bleeding.
Adel.
I'm bleeding out, isn't it?
Adel.
Oh no.
Something weird happened.
I think he drank seawater.
What weird happened?
So we finally got through to that radio station and JPC was trying to win free tickets, and then they were like, he was like, I'm JPC from Hey Riddle Riddle, and they were like, there's no JPC on Hey Riddle Riddle, and he said, what about Aaron? And then Piss was like, there's no Aaron on Hey Riddle Riddle. Turns out, someone fucked with the space riddle continuum or
Hey everyone, we're going to get started here in just a few minutes. It seems like Hey Riddle Riddle has not, we haven't... We haven't heard from them in a little bit, but if everyone is just patient, we are going to continue to play some alt-rock music, and then Hey Riddle Riddle will take the stage here in Honolulu. Mahalo, thank you all so much. We'll be right back.
We're very polite fans. That's okay.
We're infinitely patient, as evidence that we're still listening to this show.
Yeah, and when we meet the three hosts in the line afterwards, we're going to be a goddamn delight.
Fuck zone! Fuck zone!
Fuck zone! Do you guys think... Hey, I'm sorry. This is this is Steve from the crowd.
Hey, Steve.
Do you guys think that, you know, when they told us that they were doing a show in Hawaii and they told us all the book flights out here in Hawaii, that they were maybe just, like, messing with us and they're not going to show up?
Oh, that does seem like something they would do.
That sounds like them. Huh. I work at a science-y job, and I get to listen to podcasts at my desk. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm from a town.
Brag?
I'm Steve. I'm 12. I'm here with my mom.
My Steve, well, you should not be listening to the show, buddy.
I started listening when I was 9.
Oh, no.
My name is Josiah. I'm a youth minister.
That's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not cool, but it's not not cool. It's just regular. It's normal, I'd say.
Yeah, whenever I say my profession, someone usually says, oh, that's cool, which to me reads as it's not cool. Because if it was cool, you wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't horn it out or make a show of saying it's cool or normal, right?
I think if the three of us just want to talk, we should sit closer together.
Let us pray.
Well, no, Mom, I think I want to go now. I think I want to go now.
Dear God.
Addle.
Huh? What?
Listen.
What?
I don't know what the fuck you did, but you fucked with something, and now Hey Riddle Riddle and the whole back catalog doesn't exist. So
what?
All of that work was for nothing. It's you on the show with a monkey, and what does it say here? What did I get replaced with? Okay, I'll make it up. Okay, fine. I'll make it up.
Wait. Were you asking us to fill in the blank there?
I thought that maybe you would say what I got replaced with on the show, but I guess that's a woman's job.
Aaron, why would I make up what you got turned into? Because I'm wearing... Fuck, I'll say it. A shirt. I guess I have to do everything.
Look, we are tearing into each other. We're tearing into each other, but let's remember, we're stuck on this island. Addle, Aaron, and a talking shark. And we have to work together to get back to civilization.
Talking shark. Shark Barkman.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's my name.
Shark Barkman.
Fine, I'll say it. I got replaced by a pie wearing a dress and fake eyelashes.
Oh, that rules. Upgrade.
Come on. Look, no, it's a savory pie.
We have to make our way back. It's the only way to fix all this.
Well, Shark, can you swim us to Honolulu?
Fuck you.
Okay, then what do we do here? We didn't get to have a monkey butler. We never made a shelter. Addle, you did something that fucked with our friendship, which I thought was a treasure.
Aaron, that's it. There is no treasure, because our friendship is the real treasure.
Wow. Our friendship is the real treasure.
I just... Like JPC and I said at the beginning,
who?
We didn't even care. Like me and Kyle the monkey said at the beginning... The treasure?
We don't care about being safe.
We just care about strengthening our friendship.
You guys are my best... Fine, I'll fucking say it. Friends.
Okay.
Thanks for having my back.
And Addle, I found out this place is called Birthday Cove, which is a little weird and sort of feels like maybe someone planned this to get us to understand that the treasure was us and our friendship the whole time.
Zip. Ha ha, it's me, Casey.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to walk into you changing. Oh,
no, it's
God,
me, Casey
sorry.
Tony, editor of the show, you know. I planned this whole trip.
Casey, this seems expensive.
No, I put it on the card.
Oh, Casey, we're ruined. I can't believe you did that.
Uh-oh, sorry. Audio Daddy, sorry.
We can't stay mad at you, Casey.
And look, remember when we saw that scene in Honolulu with all those people waiting for the live show? That was actually here. Look over there. There's a stage full of people waiting.
Wow, they watched us do this whole thing. This was the show? Oh, brother.
Oh, thank God they're here, and they have been the whole time.
Wait, this was the show?
It's disappointing to see them in person. They don't look how the way I imagined them.
I thought the show would be more planned with more structure.
They're a mess in real life, too. I'm disappointed.
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 Hey, JPC and Aaron, for today's Patreon, I want to do... Remember that Into the Woods kind of episode we did where we were lost in the forest?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I want to do something like that, but maybe we're, like, stranded on a beach, like a desert island.
Well, that sounds
fun. That could work, yeah.
Can I just pitch something else, too?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we should, like, introduce a space riddle continuum or whatever into our episodes, because that would maybe be a fun thing to play with.
Actually, maybe, let's just do Would You Rathers.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather give birth to a monkey or get funky with a chunky hunky? I'm out of, I don't have anything for this.
Neptune, bye!
Check, check. Oh, dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Uh-oh, sorry, Audio Daddy, sorry. Casey will put in his voice here, actually.